And now back to Farmcast Radio with your host, Brian Ulmer.
Joining me once again is Cobbler Commissioner of Agriculture, Kate Greenberg, as we continue our discussion from this month's interview.
The lamb industry is struggling right now, too. It was announced recently the second largest U.S. lamb packer, Mountain States Rosen, filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection on March 19th with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in the District of Wyoming, citing lost sales due to COVID-19's pandemic. And according to court documents, the kill rate was also down. Any comments about that?
Well, I've been talking to folks in the lamb industry who were part of that business, kind of relied on that facility, and of course keeping in touch with Bonnie and team over the Colorado Wool Growers and the challenges they're facing. It's a big deal, and it's a big deal for all of our folks in sheep and lamb industry in the state of Colorado. Of course, they're working on thin margins to begin with. Bankruptcy in the chain does not help. So there's a lot of other issues too that we're tracking with them at the federal level. That's another thing. Of course, we're doing everything we can at the state level, and there's pieces we can actually move here. But a lot of advocacy going on at the federal level. Weekly calls with Secretary Perdue. We work through our national association to move the needle on things that require movement at DC and DC's court. And with the folks in the lamb and wool and that sector of ag, I know they're struggling and really trying to think about how to make ends meet through all this and stay afloat. So we're certainly well aware. We're staying in close touch, and we're going to continue working with our producers there to do whatever we can to help them.
As a side note, Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code protects a company like Mountain States Rosen from the threat of creditors' lawsuits while it reorganizes its finances. So hopefully they'll get things straightened out over there. And also on April 1st, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled in favor of upholding Joint Rule 44 of the General Assembly after an interrogatory was submitted to verify its constitutionality on March 14th, meaning that legislative days do not have to be counted consecutively during a public health crisis. Just want to throw it out there. Maybe the next time we visit, we can talk about some of those bills that the CDA is watching. But yesterday, April 1st, was Census Day across the United States. But citizens right now still have time to file online, telephone, or via the Postal Service, right?
Yes. If you haven't filled out your census, please do. This is a big deal for how funds and resources get distributed. We, of course, want ag to be counted. We want rural Colorado to be counted. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, please do so. You can go online and fill it out. I just did it last night. It took about 3 minutes. So it really does not take long, and it makes a huge difference. And Brian, to your point about the legislative session, be more than happy to talk about what's going on in our next interview. Of course, now that we're back in, now that we have a session that's going to continue this year, we've been preparing for that. A lot of the bills that we had lined up, we're getting back to what that's going to look like for us. And of course, our agency bills around our hemp alignment for the USDA, aligning with the Farm Bill 2018. Our Acre 3, which is our renewable energy and energy efficiency program, where we actually bring in federal dollars to help farmers and ranchers establish new energy projects on site. Those remain top front and center for us. Of course, our three sunset acts as well are going to be front and center. So lots more to update you on there once we kind of wrap our heads around what it's going to look like. But looking forward to continuing to move on the legislative side amongst everything else.
You bet. And of course, the biggie, they've got to get the budget approved. That's the big thing.
That's the big one, indeed.
With agriculture being deemed essential both on the state and national level during this COVID-19 pandemic, times are not easy for farmers and ranchers across the nation, even though most might think so, or even the industries that agriculture provides for. Low commodity prices and livestock prices are low, too. Uncertainty about when things get back to some sort of normalcy. And they may be struggling with all of this going on around them, Commissioner, and being what they think out of control of the situation, because ag loves to be in control of situations. I know we do here on our farm and ranch. But help is available for those that need it, right?
That's right. Thanks for bringing that up, Brian. I always appreciate that you do that, because we are continuing our partnership with the Colorado Crisis Hotline, making sure that farmers and ranchers have access to confidential mental health care. And that's true every day, and it's also true throughout COVID-19. We're actually going to be, in the next few weeks, probably towards the end of the month, launching our sort of mental health effort 2.0 with new resources, new materials, updated look, and new partnerships, too, really trying to make sure that we get corner to corner across the state supporting ag and rural communities and in mental health. And, you know, this is something that now we're all dealing with as a lot more, you know, anxiety and fear and uncertainty, like you mentioned, is touching all of our lives. And daily life looks different for a lot of people, not necessarily for farmers and ranchers right now, but for a lot of folks, a lot of families, especially families who are not just, you know, out planting and calving, but they're homeschooling now as their kids are home and they're maybe caring for sick parents, and the stress level can be incredibly high. And so we want to make sure, like we've been working on for many years, and I've been, you know, as I traveled the state last year, was speaking with every room I could about the importance of supporting our own mental health and those of the ones we love and our neighbors around us. So we've got our partnership with the crisis hotline continuing. We want to continue the conversation throughout all of this, maybe more important than ever. And for folks who are struggling or, you know, are unsure what's next or, you know, feeling consumed by uncertainty, you're not alone and there's help, and we're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this time together. And we want to be sure that all of our folks out in the field know that there are resources for you and that we've got your back in all this.
You don't have to go through this alone. You can reach out for free, confidential, professional, 24/7 support by visiting Colorado Crisis Services. You can call them at 1-844-493-TALK. That's 1-844-493-8255. Or you can text the word TALK to 38255. I know your time is limited, but any final thoughts before I let you go?
A few final thoughts, Brian. We've, again, got a ton going on in terms of COVID response at the department. I did mention our food security task force that Tom Lepetsky is leading. Please email cda_foodsecurity@state.co.us with anything that's coming up in your neck of the woods. We've also got an ag recovery team that we've set up that's really going to be focused on how relief dollars are going to flow throughout the state, particularly for ag and rural communities. Jordan Beasley, our LED liaison, who of course is now going to be back with the legislative session, is leading that effort. There's a lot of money on the table, and we want to be sure Colorado takes full advantage of that and that ag and rural communities get their fair share. So that's going to be a big focus of ours. We're going to have a lot more information coming out about what's in the CARES Act, that federal relief package. There's other efforts at the state level, too, that we're going to have resources coming out for ag. And in addition, SBA, the Small Business Authority at the federal level, is providing a ton of support for small business recovery. We're digging into what that means for a lot of our ag businesses. But we do want to let folks know that all of this is moving very quickly. So we're doing our best to get as much resources out, as many resources out as we can, via our newsletter, via social media, via press releases. A lot's moving quickly on the SBA side. The relief funds are going to be coming down here soon. So we're all trying to stay really, you know, closely connected and coordinated to make sure, again, we are taking full advantage of the resources we can to make sure, you know, ag and rural communities have what they need to get through this time. So a lot moving on our front, but really glad to stay connected, Brian, as always, and happy to hop on at any point in time.
You bet. Don't forget, Coloradans can donate or sign up to the COVID Relief Fund here in Colorado, or even volunteer by going to helpcoloradonow.org. Once again, thank you, Kate. Appreciate it very much. Wish you all the best, and please stay safe.
Thank you, Brian. Same to you.
If you'd like to learn more about the Colorado Department of Agriculture, stop by their offices at 305 Interlochen Parkway in Broomfield, or simply give them a call at 303-869-9000, or visit the CDA online at colorado.gov/ag.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about FarmCast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net.
Jordan Angus of Briggsdale would like to remind you it's time to test your herd bulls for fertility. And if you need an Angus bull with added maturity to cover cows, Jordan Angus is offering coming two-year-old bulls by private treaty. Raised on range, Jordan Angus bulls are known for their docility, sound structure, balance of calving ease, muscle, and growth. For more information about Jordan Angus bulls, visit jordanangus.com or call 970-656-3801. Again, that number is 970-656-3801.
One of the tenets of what we do at Sylvius Financial is we're going to make their risk transparent for them and show them where things are.
The farmer should know at all times inside a Sylvius software or with a Sylvius service person how their insurance is working with their broker.
And so we can help people understand exactly how to use them and make it transparent when they can be applied in what situations.
For more information about Sylvius Financial, call Tracy Tattersall, 303-886-0102. 303-886-0102. If you work an 8-to-5 job, when do you have time to get to the bank? First Farm Bank's drive-up window is open from 7:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. until noon on Saturdays. You won't find another bank in town that's more accessible. Stop in and see our Sterling or Yuma locations and find out how First Farm Bank is putting you first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Hillary, a Colorado dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with safe, wholesome, nutritious, and most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy food comes from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Do you dream of owning your first farm or ranch? With assistance from your local bank and the Colorado Ag Development Authority, your dream can become a reality. Visit with your local banker, check us out at CadaFarmLoan.com, or call Jim Rubing at 303-815-9543 for details. We will work with your local bank to help get you the financing you need for your first farm or ranch.
Ag Fact of the Day. From the high plains to the mountain ranges and in between, over 1 million head of beef cattle are raised in Colorado, making us the fourth largest beef producer in the nation. This Ag Fact is courtesy of the Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.